something from himself for her very own. He doubted that anyone else fully appreciated what Hal meant to her. But it was a long time. There were the last rites to be administered in case the soul had not yet left the body, and Fee to see, Patty to see, practical advice to give. The doctor had gone, dejected but long used to the tragedies his far-flung practice made inevitable. From what they said, little he could have done anyway, so far from his hospital and his trained nursing staff. These people took their chances. They faced their demons and hung on. His death certificate would say croup. It was a handy malady. Eventually, there was nothing left for Father Rafe to see to. Patty had gone to Fee, Bob and the boys to the carpentry shed to make the little coffin. Stuart was on the floor in Fee's bedroom, his pure profile so like her own, silhouetted against the night sky outside the window. From where she lay on her pillow with Patty's hand in hers, Fee never left her contemplation of the dark shape huddled on the cold floor. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, and the roosters were stirring drowsily, but it would be dark for a long time yet. Purple stole around his neck because he had forgotten he was wearing it. Father Rafe bent to the kitchen fire and built it up from embers into a blaze, turned down the lamp on the table behind, and sat on a wooden bench opposite Maggie to watch her. She had grown, put on 7-league boots which threatened to leave him behind, outstripped. He felt his inadequacy then more keenly, watching her, than ever he had in a life filled with a gnawing, obsessive doubt of his courage. Only what was he afraid of? What did he think he couldn't face if it came? He could be strong for other people. He didn't fear other people. But within himself, expecting that nameless something to come sliding into consciousness when he least expected it, he knew fear. While Maggie, born 18 years after him, was growing beyond him. Not that she was a saint, or indeed anything more than most, only that she never complained, that she had the gift, or was it the curse, of acceptance. No matter what had gone or what might come, she confronted it and accepted it, stored it away to fuel the furnace of her being. What had taught her that? Could it be taught? Or was his idea of her a figment of his own fantasies? Did it really matter? Which was more important?